Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, hi. What company is this, please?
Ma'am, we are a third-party call center, so we assist multiple companies in over 100 different products. How may I start out by assisting you?
Well, someone had called me for $59 and something, and I was just trying to find out what company it was.
Okay, can I start out by getting that zip code to assist you?
Getting what?
Your zip code, please.
77047.
I do thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Renee Smith.
Alrighty, give me 1 second and let me see if there's anything associated with you, okay, in my system. Well, at this time, Ms. Smith, I'm not locating anything associated with you under that zip code in my system.
Really?
No, ma'am.
Well, because
Were you billed some kind of charge?
Yes, I was. That's why I was calling this number.
And you did say that zip code was 77047, correct?
Yes. That's why I asked what kind of company this was.
We are a third-party call center, so we assist multiple companies and over 100 different products of online vendors, okay? So let me
see. Do y'all do, like, furniture stores?
No, ma'am. I'm not familiar with anything of that nature. Let me see if I can actually type your name into my system to locate you. How do you spell your first name?
R-E-N-E-E.
And the last name is Smith, correct?
Yes.
All right, Ms. Smith, give me 1 second. Let me see if I can locate you anywhere in my system. When were you billed this charge?
I think the lady said on 4/19. It was in the AM, and I know that I didn't do it.
Alrighty. For security purposes, could you please verify your address, please?
My address?
Yes.
Was 4111 Heritage in Houston.
Okay. Did you previously live anyplace else?
No. It was in Houston, Texas.
Okay. I have another Renee Smith. That was actually located in, and it does see Grayland, and I guess that's Mississippi.
No.
Okay, may not be you, but the charge on her account is $59.89.
Really?
Yes, ma'am. And it was actually created on April the 15th.
Hmm.
Do you have an email address?
No, I use my sister's email address.
What's her email?
Sherry McWright at yahoo.com.
No, this email address that is located on this account is, it is spelled YAMAHASmith1@gmail.com.
Well, try Sherry McWright at yahoo.com. That's my sister.
Okay. No, there's nothing coming up under that zip under that email associated with you. This is strange. This lady's name is spelled the same as yours. And it is actually 6772 Old Lake Road in this Grayland, Mississippi.
And it's nothing up under Sherry McWright
@yahoo.com.
No,
ma'am. I'll go back through the system. Let me try Miss Sherry's. What is Miss Sherry's zip code?
It's the same as mine.
All righty. And her name is Sherry. Spell her name.
S-H-E-R-R-I.
And it's McWright?
Yes.
M-C-W-R-I-G-H-T. Okay. All righty. Let me see if I can locate anything in the system for her. No, ma'am. I'm not locating anything in that system up under her. And you did say the zip code was the same. Is that correct?
77047.
Yeah, finally, she was all the way at the bottom. And you did say it was Heritage Trail, and this is under Houston, Texas.
Really?
And it's Sherry McWright. Her address is 4111 Heritage Trail Drive, and this is in Houston, Texas, 77047.
Yes. Now, what was purchased?
Nothing was purchased. It was actually entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
Yeah, she entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And it does state in the terms and conditions of that sweepstakes that you would be enrolled into a monthly subscription to actually receive our meal planning apps. And I do just see the one that she was enrolled in. It is called Bite Hubs.
And
yes, ma'am.
They charge $59
yes,
on that account?
It's a monthly subscription, yes, ma'am, to be enrolled into those meal planning apps. And it also keeps you enrolled in that sweepstakes to have a chance to win that Dyson vacuum cleaner. Now, I can get this reduced to $20 a month for you if you'd like.
No, I want to cancel to nothing.
All right, no problem. I'll get you canceled out of that. Give me 1 second. Alrighty, I've gone ahead and gotten you canceled out of that. That cancellation does take effect immediately. You can't be billed anything further on that account. So I do have the cancellation number for you if you'd like to take that down.
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
That would be C as in Charlie, and that's 920.
Nine what?
920.
Uh-huh.
958.
Mm-hmm.
611.
Will they reimburse my $59?
Yes, ma'am. I can do a one-time courtesy refund of that.
Okay.
Okay. And that will go back to the account in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, is there anything else I can assist you with, ma'am?
No. Alrighty. Okay, that was like a scam.
Well, no, ma'am, it keeps you enrolled in that chance to win that Dyson vacuum cleaner. It is a sweepstakes entry.
Okay, sweepstakes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you say that number was C920986111.
Correct. That's your cancellation number.
Okay, and we'll be reversed.
Yes, ma'am. It would take at least 3 to 5 business days before you see that back into the account.
Okay, then. Well, thank you very much.
Well, I do thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great afternoon, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.